Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be back. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And happy Memorial Day. I hope that you had a wonderful evening and day and weekend with your family. And I hope you took time to remember all those soldiers who have served in the military and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. So I hope that you had opportunity, if you have young children, to sit down and explain to them that this is not just a holiday, but this is a holiday in which we pay tribute to those who have lost their lives in the war protecting our country. And with that said, we have a very exciting show scheduled for today. And our guest today is none other than Maria Rivera, who is the district manager of the Champagne team, 2091. Let's see if we can get her plugged in. Maria, are you there?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening, yes, Maria. It's so great to have you on the show again, and I'd like to just to take this opportunity to thank you for taking the time, particularly on a holiday weekend. I didn't realize it at the time that we scheduled this was a holiday weekend, because usually I try to do the roundtable thing on the holidays. But thank you so much for agreeing to be on the radio show today.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be here to reach out to more representatives. And a shout out to all those representatives out there that are trying to build their business. So hopefully, you know, today we'll have a great show, and we'll share some of the things so that to help them be successful in their business.
I like the title that you have selected for this particular segment, which is you have to know the game in order to be successful. So first of all, what motivates you to come up with that particular title?
What motivates me is the fact that a lot of people, you know, wants to be successful, but sometimes they don't understand the certain rules to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the rules are not only in the business, it's also in life.
I see.
And for me particularly, I see it this way, because I see it, I read a lot about Jim Rohn. I don't know if some of you or you had the opportunity to read when he talks about the puzzle of life. And the way that I see it in business and in life itself is, you know, it is like the season of the time, season of the weather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After some, he says, after sun, summer, we
uh-huh.
have fall. After fall, we have winter. After winter, we have spring. And it goes on and on for decades and decades, never change. So if we translate that in life, that's how life is. It's like a maze. I mean, you have your good times, your bad times, and all that stuff. And once you come to realize that that is life and that is part of a business as well, then when challenges come around, you really need to learn how to deal with the challenges, affect it, learn how to control what you can control, and let go what you cannot control.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. I like when you say, let go what you cannot control.
Exactly. And unfortunately, sometimes a lot of people, for one reason or the other, they just don't let go, and they get wrapped into the challenge, and that's when they put their dreams and goals in the back burner. So...
And sometimes, Maria, correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes people think that when they see somebody who's very successful, like a Donna Reed Mitchell, or in our Bravo Champagne group, Ada, they think that these people never had any challenges, and they just automatically became very successful. Is that true?
No, that's not true. And, you know, it's funny because most of the time you hear people that are not successful and they put up with these excuses. They find one. Even if they don't have one, they find one. And they could come out, I've heard things like, oh, no, it's because she has a store, or no, because she had a husband, or, you know, different stories that people comes up just to, it's like an excuse for me to put up with, you know, not going the extra mile and doing what you need to do and focus to be successful and overcome your own challenges.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I remember someone said to me, if it was easy, then everybody would be a millionaire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How many millionaires we really have in the United States? I mean, very low percentage, right?
That's so true. So, Maria, tell us, what are some of the rules of the game?
Well, one of the rules of the game is understand that, you know, in life, like I said, you're going to have good times and bad times. And understand that you control what you can control. Whatever you can't control, you have to let go. In other words, let me try to look for a good example. If we talk about business, sometimes you encounter people, they're very negative. You can't control that. You cannot control the negative people. I mean, that's life.
True.
That's the world. However, you can control to move on and look out for the people that are not negative. You see? So the more people you contact, because life is life and business is business, you know, you are going to find the right people.
True.
But,
true.
Yeah, but if you're stuck in your mind that, oh, there's a lot of Avon representatives, or people doesn't want to buy Avon, or whatever reason you get stuck into, and you're not looking at how she became successful. She can do it. I can do it. And understand the rules of the game. That means that I have to find maybe another way of how to find more customers and more prospects to become my business partners. You know, so
exactly.
The trick is, yeah, so the trick is to find ways how to solve the problem, how to overcome the challenge versus, you know, just getting stuck in the challenge and wrapping up yourself in negative stuff. That will attract more negative stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Maria,
so,
I agree with you 100%, you know, on that. Particularly when you said, first of all, you start out by saying that you have to you're going to encounter negative people. And I just like just to add on to that by saying that, you know, you should we as entrepreneurs and people who are moving forward or trying to move our lives forward really should only surround ourselves with people who are positive, people who are positive energy in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can use that as an example. Many of you know her, Elsa Madrid. She became executive. She's very close to become senior before she leaves to Texas. And I remember Elsa a few years ago, her husband had an accident where he almost died. He almost passed away. Yeah, right after retirement. He was the bread, how you call it, the bread, the one that provided in the home. And Elsa was just doing Avon kind of as a hobby. She was making, you know, a lot of money. She had started the leadership program. And with her and her kids, as she has a special kid and all of that, you would think that somebody would say, you know, I can't do Avon now. The majority does. And instead, you know, she had to go the extra mile, and she had to be with her husband in the hospital, and she had to look out for her kids and be the one driving back and forth and the one providing the money at the time. And she managed, in the middle of her problem and challenge and suffering, she managed to always find a way how to get more customers, take care of her customer, be looking for support for positive energy, and she mm-hmm. came out of it. She came out of it. She helped her husband, came out of it. And if she wouldn't done that, nowadays she makes more than $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And she's about to become senior executive, and her husband is happy. Her family is a really nice family. They're very happy. But you see, she could have just said, no, I can't do this because my husband is in the hospital and I have to be there with him and my kids. The only person here is me and I have to look out for my kids. Instead, she just gained more energy and found a way how to be successful in the middle of her pain, because she knew that if she wouldn't do it, that would have been an extra income that was not going to be there and it was not going to help her family or help her.
If that really is truly an amazing story. If anybody knows Elsa, they know that Elsa is very, very quiet, mild-mannered woman. And I was actually very shocked when last year this time I was invited to go to the President's Club dinner, and she was like a rock star. All the awards that she had received, I have to admit that I didn't see her as a superstar up until that point. And I was just really amazed, and I just took so many photos of all her trophies, and God knows, thank God she had our family with her, because there was no way she could carry those trophies home by herself for all the accomplishments that she had made.
That's right. She became Avon, Spirit of Avon, last year, and she really earned it because she did have that Spirit of Avon in the middle of her challenge, and she became a winner.
Yes. And for some people, Maria, it is so easy to say, I give up. What an easy thing. What a cop-out. I give up. I can't do.
Exactly. That's the reason why I suggest that the first thing is that you really have to know and want what you want in life. You really want it, and then know about this company. Find out, all the reasons why to get passionate about this company, all the reasons why you think you can do it. And I could give you a few, like I've done before. The company has been in the market over 126 years, has a name. The products are, the price is competitive. You have a variety of products to offer to the public. You have credit. You can establish a credit with Avon. At a certain point, most of the representatives get some sort of credit to start. And this is a product that you don't have to lie or push to anybody. And you have the support, my support as a district manager, you're offline. We have free training, free business meetings. There's every reason why anybody could be successful here if you could see the opportunity and if you're willing to, to build the business and work with somebody to help you do that. But you have to want it.
You have to want it. And you have to believe.
You have to believe, exactly. You absolutely have to believe. And if you don't believe in something, and this is, if you don't have a way really to become successful nowadays, and you're just working in a job day by day and not being able to, a job that's just going to give you enough to pay the bills and it's not going to give you the opportunity to enjoy life for real with your family and all that stuff, you need to believe in something. Otherwise, you're going to become, like I said before, the carbon copy of the last 5 years. And nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves to become the carbon copy of the last 5 years.
You're so right. You're so right. So what would one do to make sure, to assure themselves that they are not going to be a carbon copy of the last 5 years?
I would say if you don't have a way to win the lottery, if you don't have, you know, if you know that you're not going to inherit no money, if you know that you're not going to come up with, you know, a business, you know, invent something that you're going to be successful. If you don't have money to buy lots of real estate, if you don't have, you know, all those things, and Avon is your only opportunity, the first step is to get together with your district sales manager, your offline, and trace a plan so that we can work on your calendar, see what times you have, and we can work on teaching you how to prospect for customer, how to prospect for people that wants to sell Avon, so that way you can build your team,
mm-hmm.
and you can start having fun with this business. And that's the most
yeah.
important thing, and the nice thing, that you can have fun, build a business where you can start making money right away, have fun, learn, have personal growth, you name it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, you know, what I think one of the things I've learned through my reading and talking with people, you know, what people should do, you should chart out everything that you do towards working towards your business. This way you can see, you know, your road to success. And if you're not successful, you can clearly see that you didn't do what you needed to do to make yourself successful. So charting out your daily activities as it relates to Avon really, really helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your dreams, you know, start by, before you get together with your district manager, your upline, or both, you know, think about tonight, what is that you want in life? How do you want to see yourself in 5 years? How do you want to see yourself in 3 years? You know, how do you want to see yourself in 1 year? Do you want to
mm-hmm.
see yourself, you know, making more money than what you're making? If it means $300 extra more, you total that by 12. If it could mean, it's your dream and your goals. But it's important that tonight you meditate and ask yourself, how do I want to see myself? What is that I want out of life? Do I want to live the rat race? You know, just 40 years, you know, working my 40 hours, and then at the end of the what is retirement, which is, what is it, 80, 81 years old? You know,
who knows?
Who knows? Have a Social Security that probably is not enough to rent a space. Do you want to see yourself like that, or do you want to see yourself as somebody that is not the same person today, somebody that learns some new skills, somebody that has a team of representatives that knows how to do appointments, that's making more money than you're making right now, that you're able to be with your family, be able to learn the world, go to different places, Paris, Rome. I mean, the sky is the limit. Think about what you want. Write it down. Put a picture. Call your district manager or your upline and trace the plan today.
That's exactly right. And like you say, you know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Partner with someone who is successful and mirror them. Follow them. Do what they do. See what it is that they do that makes them successful.
Absolutely. I can share with you that a little bit about my story. I remember when I was 17 years old, and I always dreamed about how Rome would look like and what was Paris looking like. Bike and all that stuff, and I always dream, and I knew at that time I had left high school, and at that time I knew that leaving school and not finding a way how to be better than what I was not going to get nowhere. And I went back to school, and when I went to school, I didn't know what I wanted to go to school for, but I know that I had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to school, and I came here to Yonkers like age 25. I barely spoke English. And I remember that I was searched for a bilingual school, and I
mm-hmm.
still didn't know what I wanted to do. And it was my second year that I had in Puerto Rico. So I did find a school, which it was bilingual, and I went to school, I think I went to school like almost 7 years, and most of it was learning English again. And by the end of my bachelor's degree, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, in the middle, I just took all the courses and learned English. And when I had to decide what I wanted to do, I decided to do general accounting because it had to do with money. But I still really didn't know what I really, really wanted to do, but I knew that I had to do something with my life. So by the end, of the story that I was about to finish, the opportunity came around, and I was prepared. I knew English at that point, and I could have a career with a company that gave me the opportunity to learn new skills and utilize the ones that I had, and that's when Avon came along. And if I wouldn't be prepared, if I would just say, you know what, I don't know what I want to go to school for, and I just don't know, and I wouldn't go nowhere, and I would have stayed the same person I was, the opportunity never would have been there for me.
Yeah.
Happen, exactly. So you have to get prepared.
That's a very good point. You have to be prepared for whatever life brings your way. You have to be, you just can't be unprepared. It's like going playing on a softball team, and you go out in the field without a mitt, and the ball comes to you. Then what are you going to do?
Exactly. And you know, you want to do something, because staying at home, working in a job that's not going to give you the opportunity to develop your skills, to utilize your skills as well and your creativity, and it's not going to pay you enough to be able to meet your dreams and goals, is not going to help. And
right.
And don't get me wrong. I don't want people out there thinking that I want them to go ahead and quit their jobs. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is that it's okay to have a job, but it's very important to build something as a part-time, you know, something of your own, until you make the same amount of money or more than what you're making at your regular job, that then you can leave it if that's what you want.
And, you know, in this day with the economy being so, so bad and things are just so uncertain, You know, you may have a secure job today, and you go to work tomorrow, Tuesday, and learn that the company went bankrupt. The company is just closing their doors because maybe the principals of that particular firm has moved on or made a major decision in their life that they no longer want to continue and close the doors. And then what do you do?
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no secure job no more. No secure job for anybody.
No. And if you're looking for a job, they say on an average it takes about 3 years to find a job. And that's actively looking. So while you're looking for a job, you should be working your business like crazy. You know, take a schedule. Sit down with the schedule and figure out what you want to do. You know, you if you're going to look for a job between 9 and 12, then you work your business from 1 to 5 or 1 or from 5 to 8, whatever it is that it takes.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just so many opportunities, and everything really hinges on everybody. If you look in the mirror, that's who is responsible for your success, the person that you see in the mirror.
Exactly. Exactly. So I hope, you know, that some of the things that we learn in here, you know, give you some sort of food of thought, and you think about what you want, because life is only one, and you want to make the best out of it. And with Avon, you can really have fun, learn, and build a business while you're in your job and make the money that you want to make, you know, if you put the extra effort. To it. And it pays off. You work all your life in a regular job for somebody else, and exchange your time for a check that's probably not enough, And you're never content at the end. So think about that.
That's so true. And then, you know, I think what many of us need to do also, listen to the call, go back and look at the 10 ways of making money with Avon, because I think a lot of times people leave money on the table because they forget about the fundraising opportunity, they forget about, you know, online opportunity, they just, you know, so go back and look at the 10 different ways and start incorporating more than one method of selling your Avon product.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the nice thing about this company, that you just have, you can find different ways to make it work for you. Just have to get in it.
Maria, while we have you on the phone, we have like maybe about 3 more minutes before the call is ended. I know for myself, I've been a little overwhelmed because I think within the last week, from Monday up until this point, we've got numerous emails from Avon, you know, the nesting program, the invoices, easy pay. I just can't even remember all. But can you quickly? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but can you run through the ones that you can remember, so that those who are on the call who may have missed the emails can be up to date with them?
Well, the nesting, I believe one has already ended, Camping 12, but the new nesting is starting again, Camping 13. So it's the same thing. You recruit three. You have to be a unit leader, I believe, to get the three. If you do 5, you get 5. If you do 10, you get 10, but with the one title. So that's the nesting. So it's continuing until... Yeah,
Camping
13, 14, and 15.
Excellent.
Yeah, that one, the rally that's coming up, nobody wants to miss it. That's going to be June 23rd. That's a Saturday. There's a lot of cash, a lot of opportunity to learn, because Silvio is a great, great mentor and coach. You guys can love him. So he's going to really have a really nice rally for you guys where you can learn and earn prizes and stuff like that.
Okay. And then the no more envelopes.
No more envelopes? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't get that one.
Oh, well, Avon seems to be in an effort to being more green friendly. You know, when we get our Avon deliveries, in the box is always one white envelope so that we can mail off our Avon checks if we so desire to pay that in that fashion. But Avon has announced that they will no longer provide those white envelopes in the packaging when you receive your Avon, because it really becomes a waste. I know I myself, I end up throwing it away. I've never used it. I used it one time and learned a good lesson, because it takes so long by snail mail for it to receive to get it. So I no longer use that method myself. And then the other thing is Avon is changing their hours, and that's in your email, you know, when you can talk to customer service and things of that nature.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right about that. I think on the weekends or something like that, because they figure out, you know, that money they can put back into the business. Every time Avon makes a change like that is because they want to put it back into the business, into incentives. You know, the incentives are very rich. And, Pat, before you close, I'd like to just give you a quote for the representative from Jim Rohn.
Oh, please do, please.
It says, he says, to have more, we must first become more. So, if you're looking at your paycheck and you're not making, you're making only $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, that's your value. So when you become more, that check can double, triple more.
Wow. I absolutely love it. And as I'm getting back into recommending books, and actually, I think I got this one from you, Maria, and this is maybe about almost a year ago when I sat down with you to discuss my business plan, and I did do it. And I have to say, recently, I have been really, really enjoying it. If you go to Networking Times, that's TIMES.com, that's NETWORKINGTIMES.com, it's Networking Times, and you can register it. You provide them with your email address, and they will send you weekly books, suggested books and tapes. But more importantly, they have some outstanding webinars. And I, like, for example, the next webinar that's coming up, or the last webinar they had, was Build a Rock Solid Belief in Your Business by Strengthening Your Network Marketing Blueprint. And I tell you, every one that I've listened to and participated in have been absolutely phenomenal. I think the one that's come up May 30th is called Is Your Abundance Gene Turned On? These are free live webinars. And, again, the website to register is networkingtimes.com. networkingtimes.com. Well, Maria, again, I can't thank you enough. You, as always, you have been a wealth of information. And for those who may have missed some of the broadcast, you know, you can always go back on the website and you'll see Maria's name. In a few minutes, I'm going to put her name in. And you can re-listen to the broadcast. And if you have someone in your downline who you feel should also listen, send that link to them. And if you have a potential, and I forget to say this, and I always put in the email that, you know, to download, to share the text or to share the email blast with your downline, but I never say to that you should also share the email blast or share the radio segment with your potential recruits. So, Maria, again, thank you again.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a fantastic week, and I know you will because you're just a phenomenal person.
Thank you.
And for everyone who's listening, have a wonderful, wonderful week and make it happen. Good night, everyone.
Night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.